On Friday, a vigil took place in response to the violent death of a Croatian man who was attacked in Dublin 2 weeks ago. 31-year-old Josip Struk, a carpenter who lived in Dublin city centre, was with a Croatian friend when they were assaulted by a group of men in Clondalkin in Dublin. He suffered serious head injuries and was on life support machine for several days before he died. Gardaí are still trying to establish a motive for the attack, but Mr. Struck's friend, David Druzinek, told Croatian media that the two friends were told to speak English by their attackers before they were assaulted. I've been speaking to Lejana Stipanicic, a member of the Croatian community living in Ireland who attended the vigil for Mr. Struck on Friday night. She's been giving me her reaction to what happened.
I was just heartbroken. Like, you never expected to be somebody, you know, It hit close to home. I just never thought it would be one of us, kind of, you know, because everybody loves Croatians here and we love Ireland. And, you know, for somebody to be attacked because of our language and killed, it just, I don't know, it's shocking.
And I'm sure you have close connections with the Croatian community here in Ireland. What is the feeling in the community at the moment, Lejana, about the attack and in the aftermath of that attack?
Everybody's just shocked and disgusted, heartbroken, because we feel this was just a matter of time. And I think we all know Dublin is not safe anymore, especially you're a foreigner. I wouldn't walk on the street and talk in Croatian. And that was even before this attack, because I don't want people to know that I'm a foreigner, because you don't feel safe. Ever since, you know, all that riots happened, and especially now.
When you say, Lejana, that this was only a matter of time, what do you mean by that?
Well, the far right, I suppose, has been very vocal that they don't want foreigners, they don't want immigrants. I feel like Dublin altogether is just not very safe at the moment. And then, especially if you are a foreigner. I don't think this is an isolated case. It just happened that it was so brutal that he died, unfortunately.
I know that one Croatian news site is reporting that Josip and his friend were speaking Croatian before they were attacked, and that their attackers shouted at them to speak English before they started hitting them. That's what was reported. I'm sure that is something that must be very worrying for you and for your community, that potentially people are being singled out for assault, for speaking their own language, if that is true.
Yeah, like that is very unsettling. And like I said, there is a few people that have commented on our Croatians in Dublin or groups like that, that, you know, they try not to speak Croatian when they're out and about, because they don't feel like it's safe for them to do so. And that's a terrible thing, that, you know, nobody should feel bad for speaking their own language. Nobody should feel like it's not safe for them to speak their own language.
I know that you attended a vigil in Clondalkin this weekend to remember Josip. I'm sure that was a terribly sad event for everybody that was there, for you and for the other Croatian people who attended it.
Definitely. It's just heartbreaking when such a good person, such a young person that had, you know, he had his whole life ahead of him. And obviously any loss of life, it's a waste, and it's a sad situation. But when, like I said before, when it's one of your own, it just hits that much harder. And we felt like we had to go and show support to his family, show that he wasn't alone, and none of us are alone here, because you do kind of feel isolated from your community and from your home. And
you're living here, you're working here. As you say, you're married to an Irishman, and you have you have a child here as well. I mean, how do you feel now about living in Dublin, bringing a family up in Dublin?
That is the main concern now, isn't it? Where do you go from here? Because We bought a new build house in Dublin 22, so in Clondalkin, Kilharbury Grange. And now we're, like, before we were, you know, excited over to moving for our first family home. But right now, I feel like, is it safe for her to grow up here? Is she going to be surrounded by thugs who think it's okay to pick on people and attack? And like, I don't want her being raised in that kind of environment, obviously. And like I said, will she eventually be a target because her mother is a foreigner? Like, you just, I don't know, like you, anything and everything goes through your mind. And obviously, you want to protect your children as much as possible. It's very worrying. And if I wasn't married to an Irishman, if I didn't have family here, I would have probably be gone, thinking seriously, considering going back home.
That was Leana Stipanicic, a member of the Croatian community living in Ireland, speaking to me earlier about the attack on Josip Struk in Clondalkin on March 30th. Gardaí say they're investigating all aspects of this assault, including its motive, and they've appealed for witnesses to come forward and to contact them at Clondalkin Garda Station.